Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. Christmas Eve. We prepare to play the Philadelphia Eagles, our divisional opponent this week, our 16th game. An Eagle team that is a very, very good football team. An offensive team that's ranked fifth overall, ninth with the rush, 14th with the pass, 29 points per game. 70 plays per game, and they've scored 85 points on their first and second drives, their highly touted first and second drives. So they are a potent offensive team. Mark Sanchez, LeSean McCoy, Darren Sproles, you name it, Jason Peters, Jason Kels is at the center position. He wasn't there the first time around. Lane Johnson, Jeremy Maclin, just to name a few, all of these people are having outstanding years. And they are everything you can think of as in terms of an offensive team. Chip Kelly's done an outstanding job. Their defensive team, they're ball strippers. They've caused a league high 22 fumbles and recovered 15 of them. They have 49 sacks, two most in the National Football League. Connor Barwin has 14 and a half sacks. Vinnie Curry has 9 sacks. 4 sacks by Fletcher Cox. Graham has 5.5. Trent Cole had 6.5. Michael Kendricks has 4 sacks, the outstanding inside linebacker. So the defensive football team does not get as much recognition as the offensive team does, but if you watch our first game of the year against the Eagles, you wonder why. Their special teams is outstanding. They're ranked second in the NFL at 13.2 punt return. They're ranked third in the NFL with a 27.8 kickoff return. They're 12th allowing punt returns, 11th allowing kickoff returns. Donnie Jones, their left-footed punter, does an outstanding job. They have Sproles with a 13.3 punt return average, Huff with a 29.7, and Polk with a 30.9 kickoff return average. So, they do have an outstanding team. They do have, our first time around against the Eagles, they had scored many touchdowns off of fumbles, off of interceptions, run back, off of kick returns. So they are a potent football team. And we started our preparation with our team last night, yesterday afternoon, and late yesterday afternoon. Got some work on the field. And this is a continuation for us. This is our Thursday practice, if you will, and we will recognize Christmas Day tomorrow. We will not meet tomorrow or practice. We will have a training room session at noon. Coaches will be here tomorrow. I know you don't have any questions.
Tom, what are your emotions? This is Michael, the last time this team is going to be together, just as far as...
I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about this game. I'm excited about the leading up to this game and what this group has been able to put together here, although late in the season, what they've been able to put together. And I look forward, again, to the challenge, which it is against a team that just 2 weeks ago played for the number one seed in the division, and a team that's recognized as an outstanding football team, and to see, where we are, what's our progress been like. And that's where I am emotionally and every other way. How's it been? We're getting a little better. How am I doing? I'm not quite as quick as I once was, but I'm working on it.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Eli said, you guys have to learn how to win. Do you think in the last couple of games that's happened?
Well, it takes. We've won a couple of games, and it's a whole lot better than the other side. But we've had to bear down and do some things that you have to do in order to win. And probably the best thing we've done is we've taken care of the ball. Offensively, the ball has not been turned over in 2 weeks, so I'm hoping we can do that again.
Kennard and Andre Williams on the injury report.
Yeah, Kennard will not practice. Andre will practice.
How serious is the Kennard toe injury?
It's a sore toe.
Chances that he won't.
We'll have to. We'll see. It's. For me, it's day-to-day, but we'll see.
How's Rashad Jennings looking for this week?
He looked okay yesterday, so we can only comment on what we see.
So he ran around yesterday and practiced in some variety?
He looked okay yesterday. He made some cuts in the walkthrough that were just, yeah, he ran around okay. He tried to do more than everybody else because of the having not practiced.
Tom, on Thanksgiving, they beat Dallas, had a game lead with four to go. What happened to them?
They've run into some very good football teams that have played well against them. I mean, you know what happened. Dallas got a big lead at 21-0, and they came roaring back, took the lead. So they have that capability also. Seattle did a nice job on the defensive side of the ball. Both teams held the ball for 41, 42 minutes. Both teams did an outstanding job of preventing a lot of snaps. You know, the goal down in Philadelphia is probably, I don't know for sure, but I would guess 80 snaps per game is what their goal is. And so both of those teams were able to reduce the snaps. They had plenty of snaps and so on in Washington. They put themselves in position to win. They had a couple of missed field goals and a turnover.
How different does their offense look to you with Mark Sanchez running it rather than Nick?
They try to be to run their offense, and the quarterback is the instrument behind it, and you don't see a whole lot of radical or different changes, even the play calling.
They haven't gotten as many balls downfield or thrown it downfield as much. Is there anything you see to that?
Well, Macklin's gotten the ball downfield. You know, whether it's short pass, long run, or deep throw, he's got a bunch. The tight ends, obviously, last weekend were incredible, with Ertz catching 15 balls. That was obviously their plan.
Tom, how do you get, maybe the season hasn't gone the way you wanted, but how do you get your team to play with purpose? How do you get your team to play like there is? How have you done that?
Because every week it's consistently about improvement. It's about pride. It's about who we are. It's about our team. It's about trying to be the best that we can be as individuals and teammates. It's about representing your franchise to the best of your ability. It's about doing it for the guy next to you. All of those things. I mean, we preach all of that.
Is that a hard sell to guys then at all for you?
Not for me, it isn't.
Last time you guys played the Eagles, there was a lot of talking, kind of trash talking back and forth. Did you say anything to the team, or do you just expect that not to happen this time?
I said some things to the team, but I didn't expect it to happen this time. I think we've learned our lesson.
Does Reuben Randle have to do to have more game days like he had on Sunday?
Well, his started with preparation last week. He was very serious about his work. He prepared well. If he would do that every week, I think he'd have that kind of production every week. He obviously made some outstanding plays last weekend and contributed in a huge way. I kidded him yesterday about running in the end zone with that slant at the end. I mean, little jaywalk there, but in all seriousness, he played well. And we need that. We need that. Because the contributors, we knew last weekend and we know this weekend, the contributors are going to have to play very well.
Tom, you talked the other day about your relationship with Odell and what he's been able to do and just kind of staying on him. I'm curious, did you ever have that conversation with Cruz when he had similar, that sudden stardom that he had back in
the day? I think you have to, you know. You have different people, different personalities, where different people have come from and how it's happened for them, and it's different. There's different aspects to each individual. You try to be what is necessary or needed as a coach, as a teacher for each individual that is in your classroom, okay? And they're all different. So the approach is a little bit different because of what's surrounding them.
Do you see any similarities, though, to the sudden stardom, the way things broke out? I mean, it seemed like Cruz put a target on his back, that season.
I think they're really different cases completely.
Tom,
what's your sense of Victor, where he stands in his recovery, and how optimistic are you guys about
it? I think he's going to speak to you. You can ask him.
That's why I was asking you. What's your sense?
Why, you want to compare what he says with what I say? I think he's done well. I think he's on schedule. I don't think there's been any setbacks. He's not, there's no crutches, no anything at this point in time. I think he feels pretty good about that. I've watched him work from time to time in there, and he's been pushing hard.
Tom, when Victor was injured and left that video message for the team and the idea of your brother other's keeper and that sort of thing. We've also seen that mentality more recently with your group.
Mm-hmm.
Does that matter on a team as a group that includes as many young players as you have and is looking forward to a brighter future? Does that, does your philosophy include that mattering?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. The closer that these individuals are, the more they care for each other, the more they're not going to let each other down.
How much in retrospect did it hurt not to have him in the receivers room?
You can imagine. A leader, a captain, a guy that's been through it, a guy that's won a Super Bowl, all of a sudden is no longer a part of the meeting room with a lot of young people, I think. But again, there really isn't a whole lot to contemplate there because the unfortunate thing is he was injured and that ended Victor's season. Anything else?
Any particular thoughts on this rivalry?
Excuse me?
Any particular thoughts on this rivalry against?
It's been a good one, but all of our divisional opponents are exceptional rivals.
McLean walked yesterday, off today.
He's working today.
He's